From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. MinutesandNews.com is reporting the state conservative party has picked Jerry Kasar of Brooklyn as its new chairman. Kasar, the former head of the Brooklyn Conservative Committee, defeated Erie County Conservative Party Chairman Ralph Laurie to replace longtime state party chairman Michael Long, who retired after 30 years of service. Long, who is 78, lives in the Bay Ridge section of Brooklyn. He announced in January his intention to retire, and on February 24th, he was elected chairman emeritus. According to NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com, Kasar has been politically active through the years, having worked for former Governor George Pataki and on the campaigns of Nicole Malliotakis for mayor of New York and John Faso for comptroller. Amanda Purcell is reporting for the Columbia Media. Two energy service companies will pay out more than $2 million for overcharging and misleading customers, according to the state attorney general's office. Energy Plus issued $700,000 in payments to current and former customers following a 2017 settlement. Ambit Energy, which serves Greene and Columbia counties, must now change its business practices and pay $1.5 million in penalties for deceptive practices, according to a statement from State Attorney General Letitia James last week. According to the AG, two energy companies used deceptive practices that, and I quote, resulted in consumers paying more for energy services when they were promised savings, end quote. Both companies purchased energy on the open market and sold it to consumers on behalf of utility companies. Consumers were promised lower rates, but the companies failed to deliver on that promise in many cases. James said in a statement, and I quote, thousands of New Yorkers will get their money back after they were deceived into paying for more expensive energy services. We have zero tolerance for companies seeking to defraud New Yorkers out of their hard-earned money, end quote. Ambit Energy serves gas and electric companies all over the state, including Greene and Columbia counties. Energy Plus serves customers in the state, but is no longer accepting new customers in New York. It is unclear how many customers from Columbia and Greene County will receive funds. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting the Greene County Children, Youth, and Community Advisory Board is looking for nominations for the annual Greene County Youth Awards. The awards recognize outstanding contributions and achievements of Greene County youth who have made outstanding contributions in serving their community through leadership, knowledge, skill, and/or service. Young people in grades 9 through 12 are eligible to be nominated for Youth of the Year, Chairman's Choice, and Director's Choice. Nomination forms are available at greengovernment.com or by calling 518-719-3555. Deadline for entries is March 31st. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Rachel Silberstein is reporting for Capital Confidential. New York State of Health, the state's official health plan marketplace, last week released county-level enrollment data as of January 31, 2019. The data showed that overall enrollment increased in each of New York's 62 counties, bringing the total number of people who signed up for benefits via the portal to more than 4.7 million, an increase of more than 435,000 people from 2018. Statewide enrollment in qualified health plans and essential plan combined increased by more than 7% compared with 2018. New York State of Health Executive Director Donna Frescator said, and I quote, "It is evident that the demand for quality, affordable health coverage is high in every corner of the state," end quote. The report comes as Democratic lawmakers in Albany are pushing for a statewide single-payer health plan. The New York Health Act is intended to ensure that all New Yorkers are covered by health insurance. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.